Welcome to Leading Behind the Scene. I'm your host, Gwendolyn Young, the go-to business and operations consultant for six-figure CEOs who are ready to greet their next level of growth. And I'm ready to share tools, strategies, and tips to help you excel in your business and your life. If you're a service-based entrepreneur, be sure to join me each Thursday. Find me on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And don't forget to follow the show on your favorite podcast player so you never miss an episode. And if you love the content, leave me a rate and review. Now let's get into today's episode.
Hey, hey, beautiful people. Welcome back to Leading Behind the Scene, your weekly dose of inspiration to equip you to excel in business and life. This is our final episode of our inspiring series on women who are changing and have changed the world in their own unique way. Today, we're shining a spotlight on two remarkable women whose stories are not just inspiring, but are a testament to the power of resilience, love, and unwavering dedication. We're talking about my grandmothers, Pearl Lingard and Beulah Diggs. Grandmothers who have etched their mark not only on their families, but also on the communities they touched. My grandmothers were born in a time when the world was vastly different from today. Both of their journeys were one of courage and adaptability. My Granny Pearl was known for her incredible work ethic and money management skills, something that she instilled in us. She was equally known for them switches out the backyard and them pinches that would make your entire body turn. But seriously, though, Granny Pearl wasn't just a matriarch. She was a representation of God's love in the earth. She was a natural teacher and a champion of excellence. She was a beacon of strength and perseverance. She was our family's cornerstone. And her legacy of faith and love continued to live on. And then there is my Granny Beulah, a woman whose name is synonymous with compassion and wisdom. Her life story is a masterclass in the fruit of the Spirit. Despite the challenges that came her way, she faced them with grace and fortitude. I never saw my grandmother get angry, although I'm sure she did. I never saw her lose her patience with us, especially when there were at least six or seven of us grandchildren in her house at one time. I never heard her talk negatively about anyone. Her ability to nurture not just her family, but also her community is something that stands out to me. Granny Beulah was a pillar offering support and guidance, and her legacy is evident in the values she passed down through the generations. Both of my grandmothers in their unique ways demonstrated what it means to lead with love and resilience. Their stories are not just narratives of their times, but are timeless tales of the impact one person can have. I know this may sound like it's not representative of Women's History Month or International Women's Day, but I beg to differ. Both of my grandmothers' unwavering faith and optimism show what it means to be steadfast. Their involvement in community service, in the church, and their dedication to their family's well-being are just a few chapters in the books of their lives. The lives of my grandmother teach us many lessons. They teach us about the strength of women, the power of community, and the enduring impact of leading with love. Their stories might seem like they're from a different era, but the truths they embody are as relevant today as they ever were. As I reflect on their lives, I'm reminded of the paths they pave, the doors they open, and the hearts they touch. They may have been grandmothers, but their legacies extend far beyond that, touching the lives of their great-grandchildren and so many others who may never have the pleasure of knowing them personally. As we close today's episode and end this series, let's take a moment to reflect on a truth that's often unsung but deeply felt. The profound impact grandmothers across the world have on shaping a world of equity, diversity, and inclusion. Grandmothers, with their rich tapestry of experiences, stories, and wisdom, are often the unsung heroes in the narrative of progress. They weave threads of understanding and compassion through the fabric of our families and societies, teaching us invaluable lessons on love, acceptance, and resilience. They teach us, often without even realizing, to look beyond the surface, to embrace diversity not as a challenge, but as a gift. They embody the true essence of inclusion, making space at the table for everybody in the family and even in the community. And in doing so, they pave the way for a more equitable world. In their everyday actions, in the stories they tell, in the love they share, grandmothers nurture the seeds of empathy and understanding. They are the quiet but steadfast architects of a world where everyone matters. To my listeners, let's take a moment to think about the legacies we're creating, inspired by the strength and love of my grandmothers. How can we nurture our families? How can we impact our communities? How can we be a source of strength and love in the lives of those around us? Thank you for joining us on another episode of Leading Behind the Scene. Be sure to subscribe, leave us a rate and review, and download your favorite episodes. Until next time, let's all strive to be the architects of change, inspired by the grandmothers who've paved the way before us, while creating our own legacies of strength and love. Happy Women's History Month and International Women's Day.
Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of Leading Behind the Scene. I hope you found some encouragement or helpful information today to help move your business and or your life forward. If you have a specific topic you'd like me to talk about or guests you'd like me to have on the show, feel free to send me a DM on Instagram, Facebook, or LinkedIn. I love connecting with my listeners. Also, be sure to follow the podcast so you never miss an episode and leave me a rating review. I'll see you next week.